Mr. Vice President.
Hey, Kay, how are you? Long time no hear.
Exactly. Oh, not that long. You've been to Iowa twice.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't been on your show. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
So. First question, why this election night call into Iowa? 10 hours of voting here already, just about four to go.
Oh, because I think it's a key state. I think that there's a lot at stake. I think that... Bruce's opponent is being straightforward about sort of the Tea Party agenda. I think a lot's at stake here. And, Bruce has been focusing on the middle class and, minimum wage and equal opportunity stuff. And his opponent has very different views. So the whole country's kind of focusing on Iowa right now. And it's obviously close. And it's all about turnout. And I just... any chance I get to be in a radio show to say go vote, there's still a couple hours. I guess in Iowa there's about 4 hours, but it's gonna be close, and it's gonna get down to who shows up.
You were on the ground here in Iowa twice in the past month or so. What were your observations when you were here? What were people telling you?
My observation is that people are telling me, and even on the street, you know me, Kay. I was on the street, and people are talking about how the middle class is really hurting, there's not a lot of focus out there. They're worried about an unfair tax system that rewards, the example I used. I said someone working, for a factory in Iowa making $52,000 is paying at 25%, and yet you have. We waste $11 billion a year. You're giving a tax break to people who make a couple hundred million a year as running hedge funds in New York. And, we say, well, we can't afford more help for education. We can afford all this if we have a fair tax structure and make sure that, the middle class gets dealt back in. There used to be a basic bargain, Kay, that, if you contributed to the success of the enterprise you worked for, you got to share in the profits. And yet if you take a look over the last 10 years by most objective studies, average middle class person's gotten a 14-cent raise over the last 10 years. So, that's what people are talking about, and who's going to make it right. And, they are worried about. The Republicans have passed a budget in the House and the Senate, puts Social Security back in there, tries to put it on Wall Street, ties it to the market. They're talking about changing Medicare so it's a voucher system. They're the things people are worried about, and when you have Bruce's opponent calling the idea of a federal minimum wage, ridiculous, and talking about privatizing Social Security and no federal aid to education for college. I mean, it's just there's a lot at stake.
What's been your advice to Senate candidates like Bruce Braley, who've had to run in a year when the Obama administration and President Obama's sinking popularity has been a drag on their candidacies?
Well, here's what I've been talking about. On every major issue, Kay, from federal support for building infrastructure along the Mississippi or on the coast, straight through to early education to minimum wage, on every major issue, overwhelmingly the American people and people of Iowa support the position we have taken. So my advice is, like I always give advice, having run for the Senate 7 times and won 7 times, is focus on the issues. Talk about the things that affect your state. And these things all affect, your state. The Republicans in the House won't support infrastructure spending when that used to be a bipartisan Republican position. The minimum wage used to be bipartisan. The last time it was raised, it was led by leading Republicans in the Senate. And talk about the things that people understand that affect their lives, and that is the economy.
Finally, any thoughts about 2016?
Oh, no, not now. 2016 is light years away. I think there's plenty of time for anyone contemplating whether to get into that race. I don't think that occurs till, in the early summer. There's a But in the meantime, there's an awful lot to get done. I mean, no matter who controls the Senate, the president and I are determined to, continue to build on, education, job training, infrastructure, just creating jobs. Manufacturing's coming home. We got to have people prepared for these new manufacturing jobs. So there's a whole lot of things that that we have to get going. I mean, for example, I had one Republican in the southern state call me today. He's a lead pipe cinch to win, and he said, "Joe, I talked with," and he named four of his colleagues, and he said, three of them are not running. He's up and overwhelmingly likely to win. He said, "I want to meet with you. Right, we want to meet with you right after the election because there's a lot we got to get done. Because the one message, Kay, everybody's gotten, whether they're Democrat or Republican, is they don't want people going to Congress who are refusing to get anything done." And so I think that message is coming across that no matter what the outcome of the election of the Senate is, there are going to be a lot of people ready to actually compromise and deal with the things that affect the economy. At least that's my expectation.
Mr. Vice President, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Kay. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you. Bye-bye.